We all know that Yitzchok is Midas HaGvur, Avram Chesed, and Yitzchok is Gvur. Now today I want to discuss with you the idea of the Avoida of Gvura. Now saying the Avoida of Gvura is a repetition, because we all know that Gvura corresponds to Avoida. Right? Gvura is Avoida. Midas HaDin, Midas HaGvura is Avoida. Chesed is you get it anyways, even without Avoida. Gvura is you work for it and then you get it. You don't get it unless you deserve it. What does all that mean in Avodas Hashem? So here there's a very, very profound yesod, an important yesod understanding Avodah. Why is it, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Olam Chesed Yibone, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands Avodah before he's mashpia to us Chesed? Why is it that way? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us without Avodah if he loves us so much? But the answer is, and the answer can be understood, perhaps we'll discuss it later at greater length. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel dependent on Him because He loves us. And if you do all the Gemara and Yuma and the Ayin Vav, the Gemara asks there that why did the Mon only come down, why did the Mon come down every day? And why didn't they used to get enough that would last him for a long amount of time? Is the Gemara that says in Yuma Ayin Vav, it's a marshal to a father who has an only son. And if the father would provide his son every year with all that he needs for that year, is the father wouldn't see too much of his son. There wouldn't be a kesher, there wouldn't be a relationship between them. So therefore, every day, if the father tells his son that every day he's got to knock on the door and ask for food, says the Gemara, "Yemaktul pnei aviv kol yoim." Av Yisrael. Somebody had a lot of children, and Klal Yisrael would worry, "What's going to happen? There's no mom tomorrow. We're all going to die." Nimtzu kulam chadnin es livam laviim shebashamayim. The Gemara says that the purpose of providing the mon every day in the midbar was to get to feel a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, wants us to yearn, wants us to daven, wants us to feel completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find this keshe. We're davening to Hashem and Hashem is providing us. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yichal kelecha. Hashem wants connection to us. And therefore the Pasuk says, in Eke, Vayancho, Vayarivecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us hungry. In order that we should ask for the mon, that's the greatest chesed. Not only was the mon a chesed, but the fact that we got so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through asking for the mon. And therefore the sugya of the mon is Be'emet and Meseches Yuma. Meseches Yuma corresponds to Avoida. That was the greatest Avoida of the year. Because the greatest Avoida is working to get something. That's the greatest Avoida for Hashem. Working hard in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia to us. The Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim in Meseches Yuma, he went into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and what was the tefillah he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This year it should be rain, it should be shono gishumo, etc. That's what you daven in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And there it says yes, he davened for Hashpa. Hashpa comes through Avoida. After a day of such intensified Avoida, the Kohen Gadol asked for Hashpa. Avoida is asking, feeling that without asking for it, without begging for it, we don't get it. And that's what Hashem wants for our sake, in order to build up this closeness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us. He wants us to turn to Him. He wants to meet us upon Him and upon Him. And this is the way to do it. That's Pshat in Midas HaGvura. That's Pshat in Avoida. To be Mashpia through Avoida. Tfilah is also Miloshim Kesher, Chibur, for that reason. Tfilah, which is Avoida, causes the Kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yadua that Nachum in Breslov once, he had terrible pain, and he had pain for 48 hours. He was a very sick person, and he davened and cried and davened non-stop for 48 hours. Eventually the pain went away, and he said he couldn't stop thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He felt such closeness to Hashem over those 2 days, such closeness that he would have never ever, he would have never attained it without the pain, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving him a good cause to pray and to cry. But the closeness he felt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after that, nothing else would have led him to the same closeness, and that's why he thanked for the pain. And that's the whole Indian, why we first avoid this. First we begin with Yira, and then we begin, and then we turn to Avo. Yira is Gevura. Yira is fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps we're not going to be Zoicha, putting in that much more effort into Avodas Hashem. And then after the Yira comes Chesed, because when a person has Yira, when a person turns to Avoid and he begs for it, is then he gets the Hashpa, and the getting the Hashpa, he sees the Chesed of Hashem, and that leads to Avo, because Avo goes together with Chesed. Avas Chesed. So therefore, first you have to have Yira and Avoida. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia. Why is Avoida called Avoida? Because Avoida is like an Eved. Avoida comes from the word Eved. We know there's a halacha that an Eved doesn't own anything. What happens if you give an Eved a gift? It automatically gets channeled to the ownership of his master. Because the klal is kol mashakona Eved kona raboy. So the Eved owns nothing. He hasn't got a single possession in this world. He has to beg for everything, for absolutely everything. That's the pshat of Eved, and that's pshat in Avoida. Avoida is the feeling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that without you, we haven't got anything, nothing. And therefore we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that you should give us. That's the sod of Avoida. That's why Avoida is Milosh and Eved. The first question that a person's asked when he goes up to Shemayim after 120 is, Were you an honest, excellent businessman? Right? Now, that was before Torah, mitzvahs. No, were you an honest businessman? Why is that the first question? The Torah says, what's the difference between an honest and a dishonest businessman? The honest businessman is an oved, is an eved Hashem. The dishonest businessman, the liar, the swindler, the thief, he is a dishonest businessman and he's not an eved Hashem. Why? Why are the two things so related? The answer is very posh. Because an Eved Hashem realizes and appreciates that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he conducts his business with honesty. Why? Because Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the point of me lying? Or what's the point of me going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going against the Ratzon Hashem, in order to get Hashpa? You're saying that you make your own Hashpa, you mashpia to yourself, you have your own channel, you don't have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're not an Eved. You are koina, you attain your own possessions. That goes against the very foundations of an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is the Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcho. Midas HaGvure is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I haven't a single thing without you. And if I'm going to conduct my business, you want me to conduct the business? And we have to work hard for our bread. And therefore I'm going to conduct my business as an Eved Hashem, as a feeling that it's all you, and every penny and every business, every customer, every client is going to come from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's an Eved Hashem, he looks at himself as being kol mashakona Eved kona raboy. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't own anything himself. Therefore he conducts his business honestly. But a liar, a swindler, you make your own channels to get your hashpa. You don't want to come onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want the avoider. That's the nochosh. The nochosh, he has his own parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Va'ofa toichal kol yemei chayecho." Hashem doesn't want to see him. Hashem doesn't want the nochosh turning to him. Hashem says to the nochosh, "I'll give you whatever you want. You can get your own hashpa. Offer you'll find everywhere, but you won't turn to me." So somebody who's a liar, is a swindler, doesn't turn to Hashem. He doesn't feel the hashlich al Hashem yehavcha. And therefore the first question when a person comes up to Shemayim is, were you an Eved Hashem? Were you an Eved Hashem? Translates itself into a different question, were you an honest businessman? Because it's all totally ha b'ha. What's the first mesechet in Shach? Brachos. The very beginning, the very foundation of Torah Shabbal Peh, mesechet brachos. What does mesechet brachos teach us? That nothing belongs to you. Lashem ha'aretz Omeloya, says Asa Gemara. In one hand, the pasuk says Lashem Oretz Omeloya. On the other hand, it says Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Oretz Natan. Livnei Adam, says the Gemara. What's not a stira? Kan koydim abrocha, kan liach abrocha. Before you make the brocha, it's Lashem Oretz Omeloya. Before avoida, before you call out to Hashem, before you proclaim and pronounce and announce that it all belongs to Hashem, before the avoida, you don't have anything. When you call out to Hashem, that He is the Melech Olam and it's all His, Hashlech l'Hashem hopcha, it's all yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please, I beg you, I also need to eat. Then now you can eat. Then it's Aretz Noson l'Bnei Adam. So the first question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks the person is the same as the first Masechta in Shas. And we know Shisha Sidra Mishnah is V'hoye Emunah Sitecha Choysen, etc. And the first one is Emunah Sitecha, and Emunah corresponds to Zroim, and Brachas is the first Masechta in Zroim, because Zroim is Parnasa, the field, the Zroim. And the foundation of Parnasa is realizing Avoida Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Parnasa. In the Pnimis HaTorah, they translate this Gemara the reverse. They explain the Gemara in reverse. Well, Dan Rabbeirish Bial is one of the early Polish rebbes. He said that the bracha, that the steer in the Gemara and the answer to the Gemara is the other way around. Kan koydim le bracha, kan liacha bracha means the following. Before the bracha, a person feels that Aretz Noson l'Bnei Adam. If a person doesn't make brachas, if a person feels that he can conduct his own business in his own way, he lies, he's dishonest, don't worry, I've got my own channels in making Parnasa, then he feels that it's Aretz Noson l'Bnei Adam. After he makes the bracha, he realizes that even when he pulls off a good business deal, even when he makes a lot of money from something, he realizes that it's still Hashem Aretz or Malaya. And then he realizes that only when he calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only the Avoda, that brings down the Hashpa. So whichever way you look at it, Pashut Shad, the way he interprets it, the bottom line is that Masechus Brachas is a Masechah that teaches us that Hashlech al Hashem, we are poor, we are completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we davened him, we begged him, we deserve, we have an Avoda, and we turn to him, and therefore, and because that, he gives us what we need. So the avoida brings down the hashpah. The hashpah is the chesed. So really the avoida, the midas of gvur, as we discussed a few weeks ago, is kuloi chesed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a baal chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to turn to us, wants us to build a relationship together, and therefore introduces the avoida in order that at the end of the day he wants to give us, he can give us and be mashpia to us what he all the time wants to be mashpia to us. The bonim, chayim, zoynes, etc. By the way, that's why Masechus Brachos always also begins with Meimasa Koyinus Shema. What's the answer? Mishasha Koyinim Nechnasin Lechol Shuma. How is this the introduction to the idea of Masechus Brachos? According to what we explained, Posh, what is Shema all about? Im Shemaya Tishmuel Mitzvoisai Venasati Mitar Atzachem Nasati Gishmechem Beitom, etc. etc. Yishamur Lechem Pen Yifte Levavchem. You have your own channels. They won't rain. So the question that the world asks is big deal, so it won't rain. So we've got reservoirs. If Hashem wants to punish us for serving Avodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, I'll send wild animals to you. I'll send plagues to you. It won't rain. What's the big punishment? It won't rain. The answer is, if it doesn't rain, V'atzar Hashemayim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes the doors. I don't want a kesher with you anymore. Im Shemayat Tishmuel Mitzvoisai, if we do avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we mekayim Torah mitzvahs, and we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us rain. Why? Because that's Kamayim Haponim Alponim. We turn to Him, rain is HaKadosh Baruch Hu turning to us. This relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hishamra lachem. If you serve Avodah Zorah, if you have your own ways, that's why it's called Avodah Zorah. It's not an Avodah means Loshen Eved. Loshen Eved is, we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ma shekona Eved kona rabbi, we don't own anything on our own. Avodah Zorah is just the opposite. That's why it's a strange Avodah. It's a theorem in a bay. Avodah Zorah means that we don't have to come unto you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want the relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have our own channels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't want the relationship? V'otzar Hashemayim. That's a patch. I don't want the relationship with you. We don't want to meet anymore. Kamayim ponim el ponim. That's the sod of Krishna. Shema begins with Mesiras Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give everything to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sod of Avoda. And therefore, Meimasa Koyinus Shema. When is it a time to read Shema Ba'arvis? to realize that v'hoyim shemaya tishmu then v'nasati mitar, to realize that Hashem is the sole makar for chiyas and for barnasa, and He wants us to do an avoida in order to turn to Him, in order that He can turn back to us and meet and face each other and give us rain. When is the right time to see that avoida brings ashpa? That's dafke mishosha koyanim nechnasim lecha b'tshumotim, because the koyanim were the symbol of avoida. We daven today, that's our voida, because there's no korbanos. But the ikka voida was bringing up korbanos. And that's what the kohenim were doing. The kohenim were busy with our voida, because the kohenim were very poor people, the Rambam writes, Hilchos Kohanot, Trumas HaMaisros, and Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The kohenim didn't work. The kohenim were busy with our voida all day. How did they live? Truma, Maisros, they lived off something. So the kohenim were symbolizing the idea that if you work, our voida, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia to you. They were the symbol of avoida and the symbol of getting the truma, etc. And therefore, mimosa koyin shema. What's the best example of the hoya im shemaya tishmu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us hashpa? That's the mishasha koyinim nichnasim lechol b'trumotoim. When the koyinim eat their pranasa, the koyinim when the avoida, when the oivdim, they meet their pranasa. That's the bechinah of Maseches Brachos. And the emphasis that goes even deeper than that. Because we know that the beginning of Maseches Brachos discusses Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech, right at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, we have the famous Gemara there, that Dovid HaMelech, that they come into, knock on Dovid HaMelech's door early morning, and they say, Amcha Yisrael, Tzrichim Parnasa, they came to Dovid and said they need Parnasa. Because Dovid HaMelech is again the symbol that we are avadim, and that leads to parnasa. Estemach David, avdecha. And usually there's an ever to a melech, but the melech himself is not an ever to anybody else. But David is an ever. Kol mashakonot ever kona rabbi. David doesn't own anything. That's why it's Yedua. His name is David. A dalet vav dalet. The dalet, says the Gemara, comes. What does the word dalet mean? What does the word dalet mean? Poor. Dalet is somebody who's poor. Dovid HaMelech has got a dalad in his name, because he symbolizes the feeling that he's poor and he doesn't have anything of his own. He feels an eved. Through avoida, that's how he gets parnasa. That's the difference we discussed at length earlier between the Jewish kings and the non-Jewish kings. The non-Jewish kings, is everybody's an eved to them. But they are the source. They don't need to be oivei. They don't need to have avoida to a higher power. They are the melech. They are the source. David is not the melech, he is the melech, but he's the eved. And therefore the beginning of the Maseches Brachos discusses the anova of David HaMelech, the hanhogas of David HaMelech, where he used to get up so early in the morning, he was a tremendous oved Hashem, his harp sang, and he got up at chatzos, etc., etc. Because David was the melech, but he was a melech of avdus. He appreciated Maseches Brachos, what Maseches Brachos corresponds to. That at the end of Krishna, we mentioned Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceisi Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim didn't have rain. Mitzrayim was like the Nochosh. Mitzrayim had whatever they want. They had the Nile. It doesn't rain in Egypt. Mitzrayim symbolizes the idea of bringing Hashpah without Avoida. They had the Nile, they didn't need Avoida. And that's what they corresponded to. They were the Oivda Avodah Zorah. The Oivda Avodah Zorah say that we can bring down Hashpas without Avoida. That's what Mitzrayim corresponded to. And therefore, after Shema, when we realize that we as Klal Yisrael only get our Hashpas through Avoida, that Shema, in Bohoyam Shemaya, then you'll have Nasati Mitaratach, then you'll have rain, Nasati Gishmecha Mitam. Then, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I took you out of the Ashkofa that you get that there's a Nile, you don't need rain, that you don't need Avoida, there's no Avoida, there's no connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Hashem, they are idol worshippers. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, I want you to face me. I want to build up a Kesha together with you. I love you. And therefore, I'm like the Gemara Yuma. The father's got an only son. In Mitzrayim, says the Pasuk, Koyama Hashem, B'ni, B'choiri, Yisrael, we are the son, we are the only son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why it says B'ni B'choyri, B'choyri is Mashma, there's another son. We're not getting into now, that's after Kabbalah Satorah, there's no other son, there's only Klal Yisrael. Bonim Atim L'Hashem Elokeichem. But HaKadosh Bonim, we are the Bechino of the Av and the Ben. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're living in Mitzrayim, as Hashem gives them the Nile, and Mitzrayim never turned to Hashem, there's no Avoid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misses us, He wants us to turn to Him every day. And then when He comes out of Mitzrayim, He teaches us the Parsha of Shema. And therefore the Parsha Shema ends, Asher Etzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And as soon as we left Mitzrayim, He sent us the Mon, because that's the Mon. You were in Mitzrayim for 210 years, and you didn't have to turn to anybody for rain. You didn't have to turn to anybody for Parnassah. But now I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, because you're Klal Yisrael, so I want you to turn to me every day. I want to see you every day. That's why the Mishnah says in Tanis, that if it doesn't rain, and we fasted, and we davened, and all the long tefillahs that they used to say, and there's still no rain fell, people weren't even allowed to talk to each other, weren't allowed to greet each other. Like the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Ki b'nei Adam and Zufim lifnei Mokim. We were like in disgrace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned away from us. That's the lack, no rain coming down, is the greatest patch that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, the connection, the love, and the dveikus with Klal Yisrael. So the rain is the greatest chesed, but it only comes through gevura. And therefore we daven, Ata gibor Eloi Lam Hashem Chaim Eisim, and then Masha Baruch Amor Dagoshim. The rain is gevura, called gevuras geshamim. Because our avoda brings down the rain to show our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimrod, in the earlier parashas, corresponds to the Merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am the king. I am the greatest. We don't turn anywhere. And it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Sifri Kabbalah, it says that the whole pshat of the Dor HaFloga was that they wanted to bring down Hashpah without Avoda. We'll go up. We need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hashpah has to come down from Shemayim. You know what? We'll go up and we'll get it without Avoda. It was a way of getting Hashpah without Avoda. The chet of the Dor HaMabul, Leinechtam Gzadinam Ela La Gezel. We have our own ways of getting money, of getting hashpot. We can rob a bank. We have our own means, B'kitzah. We don't daven for rain. We don't daven. We don't do a voida to get hashpot. We manage without hashpot. And the whole Indian about Yishachi, Sa'aret, Shechva Zera Levatala, says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, is also the same Bechina of being mafkir all in Yonam of hashpot. Hefka, Tishoch is destroying all Bechinas of Hashpo. That was Nimrod. That was Paroi. That was the Nochosh. They're all on the same. They're all on the same line. Hashem punished the Nochosh. Say that. I don't want to see you either. You eat the offer. Hashem says to Paroi, I don't want to see you either. You got the Nile. Shpoch doesn't want to see these people because that's Hepach Avoida. Klal Yisrael is Kulay Avoida. With that, we can come back to Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos is the Parsha, as we said, knowing, getting to know more about Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham Avinu has passed away, and we want to learn more now about Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura. Midas HaGvura means straight away from the start. Midas HaGvura means like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize and appreciate that we don't take anything for granted. We have no other Makor Ashpa apart from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are our sole Makor. Everything that we need comes from you through Avoda. Why? Because we want to build up the Dveikus with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitzchak Avinu is somebody who's just had an Akedah, and he's built up the greatest Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the greatest Avodas Hashem, the greatest Oiva that we can imagine. He's given his life up. He tied himself, or he was tied to the Mizbeach, Belev Shalom, to be shechted for Hashem. And therefore Yitzchak is out to give us an Avoda lesson in this parasha. Parashas told us is parashas of the parasha of Avoda. And how to go about Avoda. And what Avoda leads to and what Avoda causes. That it brings down the most tremendous hashpot, but only through Avoda. And therefore the pasuk begins, Ve'ela told us, Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram holy to Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Avraham means the avoida that comes as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. The Eilat tells us Yitzchak, Gvura. But ben Avraham, where does that Gvura originate from? It originates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and wants to see us. Wants to build up a relationship with us. As vakas, we should feel the tainug and the oinig of getting so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he introduces avoida. These are the first words of a person who wants to set up to be an Eved Hashem. If it's going to be difficult, if one's not going to enjoy it, if it's an avoida, and one would love to relax, and everything should come to us freely, no. The greatest chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we attain everything through avoida. Because what does a nachash have that everything tastes of offer? He has everything, but everything tastes of, he has no tainug in life. The emesik of tainug is the tainug ruchni. The oinig Shabbos. The tainug of Olam Abba. The tainug of ruchnius. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bestow that. But if we don't turn to Him, He can't bestow that. If we can't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we have no kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything we eat tastes of earth. If we have to ask every day for the avoida, every day for the food, then what does it taste of? Whatever we want. What does the mon taste of? Everything. Which means if you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's the sweetest thing. It's the greatest chesed. If you don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's all offer. Then you don't enjoy it. He realizes it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realizes it comes through dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the happiest person in the world. It tastes good. But another person, a taiva, a bal taiva, ain't other mace, v'chatsi tavose b'yoda. He always wants more. Yesh le'mona, right there, Messiah. He doesn't enjoy it, it's an offer. He's looking for the enjoyment of what he got, what he has. But he doesn't find enjoyment. Do you know why he doesn't find enjoyment? Because he got it through, he got it without avoida. Somebody who gets his ashira through avoida, he's a b'chinov asameach b'chelko. He realizes that every prat, every tiny kernel that he gets is through dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, children, toldois, also peiros, as we discussed in earlier parsha, the most precious peiros that a person has, the children. Somebody who hasn't got children is choshev kameis, the greatest gift to mankind, the greatest chesem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it can only come through avoida. And Yitzchok represents Avoida. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Omis HaKadosh barren, say Chazal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aveh betfilos in shol tzadikim. Hashem is kaviyachal a taiva for the tfilos of the tzadikim that daven and get feel as close as turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven and cry to Hashem. They build up such dveikas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachal they feel the dveikas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal feels the taiva. Mis'aveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu tfilos in shol tzadikim. The father, the greatest gift the father has an only child, the greatest gift that that child can give to the father is to knock on the door every morning and every evening and say, hi dad, good morning, I'm here to visit you. The greatest gift that we can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. And therefore that's why Dafka, the beginning of Toldois, Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem, Vayetar Hirbe Behivtze B'tfilah, this is Toldois. This is Ashpois, Toldois. This is Yitzchok. This is Gvura. This is Avoida. This is Tfila. And today we'll still have time for 1 minute, and we'll continue showing you how this whole pattern follows through the parasha. But we'll begin to, we'll just say 1 minute kudda today before we end. She's got one child who kicks when they walk past the shul, and the other kicks past when they walk past Avodah Zarah. What does Avodah Zarah symbolize? Hepech Avodah Hashem, we don't need your spas, Rahman al-Islam. We have our own channel. We'll manage to bring down our spas without you. That's Avodah Zarah. What is Beis HaMedrash? Do you know the Mefarshim ask? I wonder if you've ever heard this kasha before. The Gemara Nida says that when a child is in its mother, comes a malach and teaches the child, call HaTorah call us, and what's Yaakov kicking for? You know it all. You know the Torah better than all those guys sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. Ben Shlomo, when you're born, you've forgotten it. You have to run to the Beis HaMedrash. But But he wasn't born yet. So Malchus teaching Kol HaTorah. What is Yaakov kicking when he got to the Beis HaMedrash? What's the answer? Sorry? Excellent, very good. Amelus in Torah. Yaakov corresponds to the idea, I don't want it as a matana. If I get everything as a matana, if I don't work, if I don't call out with you, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for it, it's not worth it, because that doesn't give me dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person for 1 second with no Kol HaTorah Kula, there's no Amelus, there's no Avoidah. So Ripper can't understand. Does this child inside want Avoidah, or doesn't he want Avoidah? Does he want to get everything through Avoidah, or does he want to get everything without Avoidah? If he kicks at the Beis HaMedrash, where he knows Kol HaTorah Kula now inside her, and he's kicking at the Beis HaMedrash, means he doesn't want what the Malach is teaching him. He wants Avoidah. Like it's Yadua, the Grav was offered, the Vilna Gaon was offered to learn with the Malach, and he refused it because he wanted Amelus. So it seems like she walks past the shul, she's got a son who wants Avoidah, who wants to work hard and only to attain it because he wants to build up the Keshe with Hashem. But then she walks past Avodah Zarah, and that stands for the exact opposite. That we don't want Avodah. We want to get everything without it. That's called Avodah Zarah. It's the opposite of Avodah. Hashem, we can look after ourselves. We have our own powers. We have our own little psalim. We'll manage. So they don't want Avodah. They don't want to make us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So which is it? So she can't understand. Does he want to be an Eved? Does he want to work hard? Does he want to build this relationship with Hashem or not? Teilech Lidrosh Es Hashem. Says Rashi, she didn't go Lidrosh Es Hashem. She went to Shem. Vayom Hashem, La. No, it wasn't Hashem spoke to her, it was through Shem. So we asked, what's going on over here? But the answer is, according to what we're saying, it's answered. It's beautiful. Why? Because what's the old tachlis, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everybody daven to him? Why Hashem makes a person be an Eved Hashem? Why Hashem makes a person realize he doesn't get anything for granted? He doesn't have children, kacha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to call out to him. Why? Because he wants to build up the kesher between us and him. So Rivka and Yitzchak each went to a different corner. They poured their hearts out. They cried. They said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They felt the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as never before. And therefore the Pasuk is pointing this out. Vatelech Lidreish as Hashem. She goes to Hashem. She's built up a Muridic kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all those tefillahs. Vayomer Hashem lo. Even though it has to come to a shliach, but it's considered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking straight to her, because through her tefillahs now, she's built up this kesher. Here the pasuk being merame is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that we have to daven so hard for him? Teret, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build up this dveikus to him, because he loves our tefillahs and we love him. The kesher, the connection, the greatest tainug in life, is having a connection, a direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more one davens, the greater, the closer one gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, after the Vayetar, after the Hirbe, the Hivte B'tfilah, she's ready for a Vayom HaShem Lach, HaTelech Lidresh Et Hashem. She's ready for this direct Kesher. She's ready for this Dveikus and Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'ilu, like we mentioned earlier, Kaviyochu, Ke'ilu, like we've learned Reb Nachman, after davening so long, after having so much pain and davening so long, you feel such a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of HaTelech Lidresh Es Hashem of Ayom HaShem Lo. Then you go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I, Nebuch, those who feel that people are Rachman and Slam dishonest, or people who feel that they take the law into their own hands, they're not interested in HaShlech HaShem Yavcha, they're not interested in Avoida, they want everything should come to them easy. And finishing note, it's Yadua that socialism seems a good idea. Person thinks that socialism should live all together, everybody should be equal. It seems like a very good idea. Why was it that it turned off Emunah? Why was it that the people, that the Jews, who fought for socialism, also fought for Kfir and Abikaros? Why couldn't there have been nice, sort of very from socialism? Everybody should live together, there's no wealthy, there's no poor, everybody's together. What's wrong with it? Why was it that it came together with Kfir and Abikaros and Hashem? Why did they have to uproot their Emunah in order to become socialists? But the answer is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is he builds up a kesher, he has a munah like Klal Yisrael in the Midbar with the daily mon. that a person sort of makes it out like Kilu, everyone works, everybody's equal, everybody gets together, you don't sit at home, everybody eats together, everybody's together. A person loses his kesha prati with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when after a while, after slowly losing the kesha prati with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it turns into apikorsis that we manage on our own, we have communal, everything's communal, we manage on our own communally. That's the beginning of trying to bring Amshachas without. No, every person should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and should say HaKadosh Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yechalke lecho. That's where it went wrong. That's the nekuda of Avoida. That's the nekuda we're discussing, what we're introducing in Parshas Toldos. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll move on with the idea of showing the differences between Yaakov and Esau.
That's right.
So yesterday we ended Shir with a kicking that was going on inside Rivka. She doesn't understand. If he's kicking for Avodah Zorah, he doesn't want the Avodah. If he's kicking for the Beis HaMedrash, then he does want the Avodah. So let's continue. So she goes to ask Shema. We also explain why the tale of Lidresh is Hashem, Vayoyim Hashem Lo, because the tachlis of davening Avodah is the direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Shema tells her, the Nevuah, that there's going to be two nations, V'rav Yavoid Tzoyer. What's the lashon of v'rav yavoid tzoyer? What does the rav mean? If you're talking about the old and the younger, is the word rav usually used? Why is the lashon v'rav yavoid tzoyer? The pshat is because Esav corresponds to rav. What does that mean? I think we've quoted this pasuk before, but it's a pasuk about Vayishlach, where Esav says in Perek Lamed Gimel pasuk Tes. Esau says, Vayoyime Esav Yesh Li Rav. And what does Rashi say? What does Chazal say to these words, Yesh Li Rav? Is Chazal Darshan Yesh Li Rav means, Harbe Yoyse Michdei Tzrochai. I have much more than I need. In other words, Esav corresponds to the idea that I have much more. It's not like a matzav of the mon, where every day we only have the ration for that day and I've got to ask for more for tomorrow. Esau doesn't want that connection. Esau corresponds to Rav. I've got much more. And therefore, because Esau doesn't want Avoida, Esau knows that he has a lot, he wants to have much more, he wants to have everything preserved, everything stored up, everything stocked up, the opposite of the mon. Therefore, Shem is already telling Rivka, V'Rav Yavoid Tzoyer. Esau is going to be the one who's going to be the Eved. As a punishment, midda keneged midda. He doesn't want avdus. He doesn't want hashlech al Hashem yehovcha v'hu yichalke lecha. He doesn't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mefanes him. He wants to the bechino of yeshli rav. I've got lots and lots. I'm not dependent on anybody. And therefore he's going to be the effort. And that's be'emes kacha hava. In other words, that's how they came out. And this is the contrast between Esav and Yaakov. And by the way, that's why the parsha of Mon, in Parshas B'Shalach, straight after the Parsha of Monkaz, the Parsha of Amalek came along. Because Amalek, Esav, stands for the opposite of Mon. The opposite of Hashlech, of Avoida. The opposite of davening Hashem to every day for food. Esav wants Rav, he wants lots, he doesn't want to have to daven every day. Kitzur, they're born. Esav comes out, why was he called Esav? Because everybody who saw him said, he looked like a grown up, he was like Asuya already. In other words, Esav comes out independent. Esav comes out that I'm already made. I'm a made man already. And therefore, that's why Esav, even from a young age, never came to his mother. He doesn't frequent. He doesn't come to visit his mother, says the Kli Yochra. And that's why Rivka loved Yaakov. Why didn't Esav run to his mother? Because we know the feeling of a child, dependency on the mother. The sugi, we have the sugi in Gemara in many places in Erevin, that Kotan Hatzorech Le'imoy. Kotan Hatzorech, Esav is somebody who's Tzorech somebody. Esav says that he's independent, he doesn't need anybody. He's a hunter. I've got my own food, I worry about myself, I find my own food, I'm a big boy, I go out and I hunt on my own. Completely dependent. Esav doesn't daven. Esav corresponds to the opposite of Tefillah. But we know that Esav is really Midas Avoida. Esav is Midas HaGvura. And that's why Yitzchak loved Esav, because Esav b'shoyrish is midas ha-gvura. But which type of gvura did Esav practice? Killing, that type of gvura. But the gvura of Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, the gvura of Avoida, Esav didn't want that. We'll soon see that Yaakov took that. And therefore Yaakov came out, Yodei Echezes, Yaakov's holding on to something. Yaakov feels completely dependent. Yaakov is the idea of Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yichal kelecho. Yaakov later says, Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu, Imyeh lekim imodi, Ushmarani baderech, V'nosan li beged lechem lechol, or beged lilboish, even the lechem to eat, and the beged lilboish, Yaakov realizes that he doesn't have it, if Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bestow it, it's not mashpia to him. And never the contrast between Yaakov and Esav, is Hakol Kol Yaakov Vayidayim Yudei Esav, that we'll see later in this parasha. And the Das Kenan Baal Tosis says that Hakol Kol Yaakov is the Koyach of Tefillah. Yaakov is the Koyach, Yaakov davens. Yaakov throws himself at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov is a voida. And Esav is Yudayim Koychi Voitzi Miyodi Osel Yechayel Alzeh, says the Pasuk. I do everything on my own with my Yudayim and I'm independent. That's all this Vara, this contrast is Nisvara in this week's parasha. And therefore, that's how they grew up. And therefore, when the story comes about the Bechora, Esau's the Bechor, Yaakov wants to take the Bechor away. Why? Says Rashi. Bechoroscha says Rashi, Lefisha Havoida Bechoros. The Avoida and the Beis Hamikdash are going to be the Bechoros. Omer Yaakov in Rosh Hashanah Kedai Sheyakriv LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avoida, Esav corresponds to the opposite of Avoida. And Bechor has to do with Avoida, and therefore Yaakov has to take the Avoida away from Esav. And that explains us that Esav is a tzayid befev when he goes to his father Yitzchok and he asks strange questions. V'shoya lo, says Rashi, Abba, heich masrin es ha-melech, melach. How do you take Maaseh from salt? And his father thinks he's a medaktik b'mitzvahs. What's the idea? Why did he choose the mitzvah of Maaseh? And why dafka melach? But the answer is that Esav is the bechina, the feeling that I hunt, I get my own food, it's mine. And that's the opposite of Maaseh. What does Maaseh teach us? That even though I earned it, even though I grew it, I sowed it, I plowed, I did everything, but nevertheless it doesn't belong to me. Lashem ha'aretzim loyo. The yisod that we discussed yesterday, that even from what's mine, it's not mine. Nothing's mine. Whatever we get is only because of our avoida that we daven to Hashem and Hashem bestows it onto us, but it's not ours. And therefore you have to give the Maaseh Rishon to the Levi, because the Levi's the avoida and the Beis Hamikdash, as we discussed yesterday. So a Maaseh says that there's no such thing as Shali. I constantly have to daven to Hashem for it. So Esau's trying to show his father that he's not a Shali. He doesn't feel that everything's his. He's trying to fool his father, but the Emes says he was the opposite. And the Pasuk says, in Sefer Dvarim, Aser to Aser is called Masa Tvuascha, it's called Masa Zaracha. And Rashi says, Aser to Aser is a double Lashon, because Aser b'shvilt shetis Asher. If a person gives Maaseh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow him wealth. Because Maaseh means whatever I have is not mine. I don't have anything. And a person who throws himself at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing and appreciate that he doesn't own anything of his own, is then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mashpiatim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Hashem wants him to be, wants to be mashpiat to him. But first has to be the avoidah of Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, feeling that I don't have anything and therefore I need Hashem to bestow it onto me. So mitzvahs maisa, when you give away, when you feel that it's not mine, is then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you aseh b'shvil tishetis asher. Esav was showing his father this is what he represents. Why melach? Because we all know that what did they used to use salt for in the olden days?
Preservants.
To preserve something. And again, preserving goes against the whole idea of mon. Because mon was the idea that you constantly have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did Dosan Vaviron try doing with a mon? In Parshas B'Shalach, they tried preserving it. They tried to keep it. They said, you know what? Why do we have to daven every day for new for mon? Why should we think every day that we haven't got food for the next day? We want to feel independent, and therefore let's eat a bit and leave over some for the next day. And what happened the next day? It went off. It was wormy. Because the whole idea of the mon was to teach you there's no such thing as preserving for tomorrow. Every day there's a hashlech al Hashem. Every day requires avoda. That's the kirva that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, melach, to preserve something, that's ke'elud against the man. Melach shows that it's mine, sheli. I don't have to daven for it now. I have it, I'm going to preserve it, and it's going to stay with me for a long time. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys stone, he destroyed stone with melach. And Lot's wife became melach. Why? Says the Mishnah Novos, because who are the ones who held it? Who had the ashkofa of sheli sheli b'shulcha shulcha? Says the Mishnah, Oeme sheli sheli b'shulcha shulcha, is a midas stoim. Sheli sheli, it's mine. That's midas stoim. That's melach. It's mine now. I'm going to preserve it. I don't want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to feel independent. I don't have to daven for my food. So stoim, it's a melach. Melach is the opposite of this whole Indian. Is that Esau went to his father and said, how do you take Maisa from Melach? He wanted to show his father that even what's meant for preserving, he still feels, even though it's used for preserving, he still feels that it's not mine, it's yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how far he went to fool his father. But really feels that everything is his. And therefore Yaakov says, Lefisha voida bebchoris, you don't want a voida. I've got to take the bechor away. And what did the Esav give it and said? What was the fair trading that they did? Esav had a good meal. And what, he got up from that meal without? Benching. Because that's what we discussed yesterday. What's Maseches Brachos? Lashem Ha'aretz? Omeloyo, Avoida HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Appreciating that everything's yours and we only get it through Avoida to get closer to you, Hashem. Esav, he's giving away the Bechor. He doesn't want the Avoida. And therefore he doesn't bench, he doesn't make brachas, it's all mine. If I have to make a bracha, it means I'm recognizing that it's Lashem or it's Imloyo. It's not, it's mine. I have my own ways, I have my own channel of getting my own food. So that's how we asked yesterday, what's the kesher between the bechoira and making a meal without making a bracha? That's the kesher. Bechoira is avoida. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were poor. They threw themselves at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the avoider. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed them a trumah, some maestros, etc. Esau doesn't want that because he doesn't bench. That's the yesod. That's the contrast between Yaakov and Esau that's being this gal over here in this week's parasha. But Yitzchak loves Esau because Yitzchak feels that if Esau takes maestro from Melach, that means that Esav really feels that Hashem Ha'aretz Imloyo. And that's Yitzchak, Midas HaGvura, Tfila, Davening, not taking everything for granted. And remember, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yodalet, that Yitzchak was very wealthy. Vayiloi miknei tzoy, o miknei boka v'avuda rabba. And Rashi already explained, what does it mean, the word Lashon of avuda rabba? Rashi explains it. But I think the Tefer Shlomo says that Yitzchak was showing Vahiloi Miknit Soin Abokov Avuda Rabba. Yitzchak was a big Oyved. And because he was a big Oyved, therefore he had Miknit Soin or Miknit Boko. It goes hand in hand. If you're an Oyved, is then you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're turning to him, then he turns to you, as we discussed yesterday with the Geshem, with the rain. And therefore, it came time to give the brachas. And the brachos are the Maseches brachos. And Yitzchak thinks, I'm going to give the brachos to Esau. Because Esau is the fulfillment of Maseches brachos. And Maseches brachos is Lashem Ha'aretz, calling out to Hashem. That's exactly what Esau represents. But Rivka knows the truth. Rivka knows that Esau never comes to visit her. Because he wants to show that he's a big boy. He manages on his own. Rivka knows that Esav stands for the opposite of Maseches Brachos, doesn't make Brachos, and if he doesn't deserve to get the Brachos. And then when Yaakov comes in, suddenly Yitzchak realizes, suddenly Yitzchak notices, and he says, I call Yaakov, Yadayim Edei Esav. Now Yitzchak, it's been his barer, who's the real Mispalel? Who's the real Baal Tefillah? The call belongs to Yaakov. Yaakov is the Baal Tefillah. Yaakov davens. Yaakov is the Oyved. And therefore Yaakov should get the brachos. And now, and what were the brachos? The yitin lecha elikim mital hashamayim or mishmanei haaretz v'roiv dogam mesirosh. Hachazal say, what's the lashon of a yitin lecha elikim? Elikim is din. If you're giving somebody brachos, why should that be midas hadin? But the answer is, das kene bal toises brings it down. Zu midas hadin. What's the pshat? But according to what we're saying, this is the pshat. Who gets brachas? Only somebody who's got gevura. Only somebody who's got tefillah. Avoida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who realizes that the source of all hashpahs comes from Hashem. He gets the bracha. That's Maseches brachas. And therefore the brachas begin. V'yitin l'cho elekim mital hashamayim. It begins mital hashamayim. That's the shorish of all hashpahs. And then o mishmanei ha'oretz. And then it comes down to the oretz. One who appreciates that, he becomes the source of hashpah. That we discussed yesterday, that David HaMelech, he was kol kula, that's why the Gemara in Brachas begins with David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech was kol kula, throwing himself at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was the dalet vav, dalet is dalet, he felt he's poor, he doesn't have anything without the hashpah of Hashem. Therefore, Klal Yisrael wanted hashpah, the Gemara in Brachas says that they came to David and they say, Amcha Yisrael tzrichim panosa, because they appreciated that David HaMelech was on the Madrego where panosa comes through him, because he's the poor one. He throws himself at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he becomes the source of Parnassa. And therefore, the next pasuk of the brachas continues, Yavducha Amim V'yishtachavu Lecha. Everybody will be your Eved. Because you are the Eved, and therefore, the Hashpahs are going to come through you, and everybody's going to have to be your Eved. But when Esav comes, and eventually persuades Yaakov Avinu, he persuades Yitzchak to give him the bracha, Yitzchak switches it around. And by Yoimen, he says, Hine mishmanei haaretz yimushabecha. He starts off with the mishmanei haaretz. Why does he begin with the mishmanei haaretz? That's kelo to be merames. That you are shpa, you don't look for me, you don't look at me, you don't look to the shemayim. So just like the nachash, just like the nachash doesn't turn to me, and therefore I don't want him to get hashpa from shemayim. So too mishmanei haaretz yimushabecha. You should have your hashpa from the haaretz. Because you follow the path of Al-Khar B'chotichye. You use the Midas HaGvura instead of using it for Avoida. You use the Midas HaGvura for Kert. Al-Khar B'chotichye to kill people. And therefore, B'sachicha Tavoid. And therefore, you're going to be an Eved to Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu took the real Gvura from you. He took the real Gvura, the Avoida from you. And therefore, at the end of the day, he's going to be the source of Parnassah. He's going to be the Shoresh. And you're going to be his Eved. And Kol Mashakon Eved Kon Rabba, you're not going to have it. You're going to be the Eved of Yaakov Avinu. That's the contrast. But this is all in Parshas Toldos. Because Parshas Toldos is teaching us this Yisod and this Nekudah. What's Gvura? Gvura is Avoida. And Avoida is Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, feeling that we don't have anything. And this is the source of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then a person zoicha to tremendous Siyata Deshmaya. And it's an avoida that applies to all of us. A person feels sometimes, why is he not getting it? Why does he feel he's not being Matzliach? But a person has to feel that the key to Hatzlach is, where if he realizes, if he takes out, if he does away with all the Koichim Yotzim Yodi that he has, I am a smart guy, I am good, I am this, I can learn, I can die, whatever he feels, if a person feels that there's an Ani over here, then he's not Zoicha to Hashpah, because then he's not looking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First and foremost, when a person gets up in the morning, he has to say, Amachzin Hashomus of Goremesim, he has to realize that he's a dead person who's just been brought back to life. He on himself, us and ourselves are nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes our Neshama away and gives it back to us. That's why David HaMelech, we said before, so bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He finishes off, he ends Tehillim by saying, Kol HaNeshama Ta'al Al-Ka. The Chazal Dashan Al-Kol Neshima HaNeshima. And every Neshima, every time we breathe, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even breathe on our own. When a person begins his day with that frame of mind, the person begins his day feeling that what am I without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's Zoicha to all the Siyach Neshmayas. Because then he's turning to Hashem, Voyem Shemaya Tishmu, then Venasati Mitaatzachem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows him with all the Hashpah. That's the Yisod of an Oyvid Hashem. An Oyvid Hashem is not somebody who shuckles. An Oyvid Hashem is not somebody who looks for frumkeiten. An Oyvid Hashem is somebody who feels that he is a keli, an empty keli. He hasn't got anything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills everything up. And he doesn't take anything for granted. For everything he davens, for everything he appreciates that he has to daven. And that's Yitzchok, the Gvura, the Amud of Avoida, who's Herbe, the Hifze B'tfilah, at the beginning of the parsha, to teach us this Yisod, that we mustn't take anything for granted. Everything we have to daven for, and davening is only to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our closeness, because he is Misavel Tfilas and Shel Tzadikim. He loves the Tfilas, and then he turns to us. And then we develop this relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that takes us, that brings us Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that leads to all the Hashpa's Tavis. And all this is in Parshas Toldos. And therefore we find in this week, Yitzchok gives Maiser as well. The Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayizra Yitzchok Boritzahi Vayimtzah Bashonahi Meir Shorem, says Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Omro Oimed Zeh LeMaisrus Hoya. Yitzchok's taking Maisa because Maisa is the appreciation that Hashem Haaretz Mloya, everything belongs to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything we get only through Avoida, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia to us. That's why Yitzchok is taking Maisa in this week's parasha. That's the lesson. And the Emes is that this is the idea, this is the sod of tefillah. When we daven every morning, we get up in the morning, as we mentioned earlier, we say L'chaim Hashem, we realize everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we begin the sefer, the seder korbanos, so we say Ribbon Olam Alatzit Kaseinu Anachnu Apinim Tachneinu Lefinach Rekal Rach Mecha Rabbe Monu Mechayenu Mechasteinu Matzit Kaseinu Ma Yishu Seinu Ma Kuchayinu Ma Kvuseinu Halei Kol HaKiborim Ka'ayin Man Sheyeshim Kaloi Hoyo V'chom Moinim Kivli Haskel Toyu, etc. We appreciate, we begin the Avodah by realizing the Hashlich and Hashem Yehovcho, because who are we? It's all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we begin Tefillah. And Emes says that he goes even deeper, because Yitzchok, we know, is Mesaken Tefillas Mincha. Why was that Yitzchok Mesaken Tefillas Mincha? Because Tefillas Mincha is in the middle of the day. That's why it's a difficult Tefillah. People have to find time. It's difficult to find the and the concentration. A person's in the middle of his office, he's in the middle of working, he's in the middle of a big deal, a big business deal, and suddenly looks at his watch and sees he gives man mincha, and then he runs to the mincha. Why was it that Yitzchok takes a person out of his office to the Beis HaKnesses in the middle of the day to daven mincha? Because that's exactly what Yitzchok corresponds to. The Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcho, whatever I have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any money that I've made, any wealth that I've accumulated today, but that's only mitzad avoida, that's only comes through avoida, mitzad Hashlich al Hashem, the Hirba Behevze B'tfilah. So in the middle, in the midst of working, in the midst of a possibility, where Chasu Shalom, a hero or a machshava of Koichi V'Oitzi Miyodi, that I manage my own, I'm a good businessman, comes into a person's head. Yitzchok takes a person out of the Bechin of Yodayim, Yodei Esav, and Yitzchok puts a person into the Hakoil Kol Yaakov, the Koich of Tfilah. That's the Koich of Hivtze V'Hirbe, that it's all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho. And that's an amazing lesson and a yesod that we can bring out from this week's parasha. That in the midst of a person's own atzlacha, he realizes he has to run to the Beis HaKnesset to realize that it's not his own atzlacha. There's no such thing as the own. Take the own, take the I out of the vocabulary. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia to us through Avoida. And dafka in those difficult moments, in the middle of working, a person goes and davens, it's Yidua from the Heilig of Baal Shem Tov, that it's that those regoim are so precious, they're so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiratzen, that we should be zeichah to internalize all these lessons. We should be zeichah to take out, a Pasha's told us, a feeling of Hirbe v'Hivta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the relationship with you, Hashem, we want the dveikus, we want the daven, we want to realize and appreciate and internalize that it's only you, Kimoisa Odom and Abeimo Ho, Kiakol Hovel. We want to have the connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you that we have to work hard to get it. We don't want to get it without Avoida. We realize that something that we receive without Avoida, without connection to you, is offer. It doesn't taste of anything. But something that we get, a Hashpa, that we get through calling out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Mon, that's Toyim, the greatest Tam, all the tastes in the world, that's the greatest Tanug of Avoida. Yiratzen, we should be Zoicha to daven properly, internalize this properly, and we should all be Zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send down all the Hashpos, everything we need, Beruchnis, Begashmias. We should be Zoicha always to remain Avodim, Emestika Avodim, Emestika Oivdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always calling out for that Kesher, for that Dveikus between us and Hashem. Because that's a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.